the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER Sport.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
You're pointing at the doggy.
Gummy more.
Previous.
No worries, I have to.
Which part is that was
the problem? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that lives on in the hearts and minds of all those who had it surgically placed there. Joel Kasem is my name and I was sent by God to host this show, although which God I can't quite remember. But it doesn't matter because two names that I do remember are those which belong to the following people. First up is a woman who watched the Oscars. It's Gabby Morris.
Well, at least I had one viewer.
What a burn.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, that's mean.
That is harsh. I'm so sorry.
What was, yeah, the viewership for that was bad.
Yeah.
Is it just people? Because no one went to movies this year and no one cared?
I think. But we don't need to because we get told what to watch on Netflix and Stan and.
Yeah.
But you know? a lot of the nominations were from Netflix and Stan.
I know, but like, how much do we want to see people get dressed up at a red carpet, socially distanced, boring? It's boring.
No.
Oh, yeah. COVID award ceremonies are the worst.
So bad.
The worst.
And then you give it to someone who's not even there and they can't even accept it and somebody else accepts it for them and then the show's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You saw how it ended.
Boring.
So, it's almost as bad as Across the Park COVID version.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Got to rethink that one.
Well, I think just in general, the Oscars and all those awards are just, they're done. No one cares anymore.
They're
like
done.
People, I mean, they're not done. They're going to keep going.
We're a multi-award winning show, by the way.
We haven't talked about that in a while.
No, we haven't. We should bring it back up. We have won a couple of awards. So
we don't care about listening. Them.
What were we wearing at those awards?
I think at the first one, I was in my pajamas watching it on TV. And then
I was in Singapore.
You were in Singapore. And I don't think, Gabby, you were.
I was at a party, actually. I was actually wearing a beautiful, amazing outfit.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of us dressed up.
And I was live streamed to the event and I looked gorgeous.
What? No one told us that.
Yeah, I accepted the award.
Oh my God. Why wasn't I invited?
Because I'm the hot one. No, my agent sorted it out for me.
What? Agent?
Yes! It's been a while since I've got you. Neither of those things are true.
Yeah,
we need a fact checker.
We need a fact checker. Or we were invited, we just didn't go.
No,
because
true.
We assumed we were going to lose. Mm. And also it was interstate and none of us could be bothered.
Yeah.
We're poor.
But someone from 2SER accepted it.
I mean, like, to
behalf.
Be fair, it's like a pretty awkward thing to pay lots of money for because it was an expensive award show to go to, by the way.
Yeah.
Like at a community radio award shows in Melbourne, us three going, awkward already. And then we get there, pay all this money. And then if we didn't win,
yeah,
how annoying.
Yeah. We could have just played this if we didn't win.
From like a Bluetooth speaker.
Anyway. Also here
who?
Is a man who won the inaugural Josh fight. It's Josh McRad.
I don't know what this reference is. Josh fight? What's
oh,
Josh
really?
Fight?
Okay. So when did it
We're
start?
We're so like? On point, this show.
Well,
we're so on point.
Yeah, sure. Not me. I'm old.
It's good to yes and it like they do in improv. Just go yes.
And
my mother's name is Josh. Take it to the next level.
Oh.
We used to play yes, let's in drama. Yes, let's. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The teacher would be like, all right, we're going to play yes,
zip,
let's.
Zip, zap.
We're going to play yes, let's. And everyone would be like, yes, let's. It was the same
drama. Oh, kids, you're so cool, aren't you?
Dear. Weren't we the coolest?
Yeah. Said every drama kid. Said no one else. What is
anyway,
the Josh fight?
So the Josh fight was, I don't know, someone on Facebook got like 1,000 people named Josh.
Oh.
And just added him into a group called Josh. This was like a year or so ago.
Okay.
So
was it?
When it originated?
Okay.
I think it was quite a while ago.
God,
anyway.
We do need a fact checker.
And then, definitely need a fact checker. And then just sent a message saying, you're probably wondering why I all gathered you here. And someone's like, because we're all named Josh. And he's like, yeah.
we're all going to meet at these coordinates on this date, which was like through this week. And they all met up, all these people named Josh, and they were all like fighting each other with
pool noodles.
Yeah, noodles from a pool. And it's like, I mean, aside from, it was in America, and aside from the fact that it's COVID times and none of them should have been there because that place is falling apart, mm-hmm. none of them had a mask or anything. It was actually really cool. Like, everyone was having a good time. It was a really nice event. I don't think everyone had a good time. They crowned like a little 5-year-old kid the king, and they gave him a little king thing.
Wow. Is it going to be like an extra like Josh Palooza every year or something? Like,
maybe. Maybe they'll do a new name next year, or I don't know.
There you go. I like that. I mean, do we like Josh's? Like, do we know Josh's are good people?
As a Joel, I get Josh a lot. Do you? I get called Josh a lot. Yeah. I get Joe, John, Josh.
You get Josh a lot.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I think I mumble when I say my name. What's your name? Joel. Josh? Joel. Joe? Joel. Josh. It's fine. Yeah, Josh.
I told you about, there's a girl at my work called
Name
Joel.
Josh?
Joel.
Does it? Really?
Yeah. It's a feminine name as well as a masculine name.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
How does she spell it?
Same. So spelt the same, pronounced the same.
S-A-M-E.
No. Why did we laugh at that?
There we go.
That's so bad.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting to know.
That is interesting. Mm. I thought maybe L-E at the end.
No.
Maybe.
Yep. No. Exactly the same as your name.
Wow. I didn't know.
It's like some people get called, like girls get called Cameron.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you have a poster of her in your room. I swear to God. The way that you were like, yeah, Cameron Diaz.
Do you mix?
Do you know that I've actually never thought about that? Because you only really ever say Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Like, you never just call her Cameron.
I watched this great movie with Cameron. And
did she get Cam? Cam Diaz?
Cam, yeah.
Cam, you every Cam. Cameron's a Cam.
Yeah.
What's one of Cameron Diaz's most famous films? Go.
The Mask.
Good. Oh, The Mask is a good one. Something About Mary? There's Something About
Mary. Well
done. Oh, that's the best, yeah.
Charlie's Angels as well.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels.
That's pretty good.
Well, there you go.
What a show!
I'm back, baby. I'll do anything but not talk about SWAT. And the funny thing is you both will always come on the journey with me.
And we're halfway through the show.
Anyway, 9514 9500. If you want to call us up with your favorite Cameron movie, this is your chance. Maybe we should put it up on Insta and people can comment their favorite Cameron Diaz movie.
Sure.
Sure, why not?
She sells wine now at the moment. That's her thing.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, natural organic wine.
Good.
I'll keep going.
Who's the one with her on the wall? Maybe
it's you. No, she's on my Insta.
Gabby's just got the wine bottle on the wall. she's on your Insta.
You know, like
I follow her.
No, I don't follow her. I don't know why. Oh God.
Oh, she like pops up as.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
Cam.
All right. So, speaking of our number, the number you don't have to call if you want to subscribe.
Don't call that number that we just said. Instead, jump onto 2SER.com.
Yeah, this is all part of the Wish You Were Here.
Mini supporter drive.
Thank you. Yeah. Gabby, you know about this?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Excellent.
Well, we'll let you talk about it then.
Yeah. So if you subscribe now online at 2SER.com, you will go into the running to win 2 Audio Technica turntables with an accompanying vinyl pack.
Woo-hoo.
Whoa. Yep.
So you can do concessions, stand, and a passionate lifetime. But obviously, when you're listening to this show, you are a passionate supporter of 2SER.
Definitely.
And of Across the Park. We wouldn't be here without your money, without your kindness, without your ears.
And passionate subscribers also get a free shirt.
Do they?
Free shirt.
Love that shirt.
Yeah.
Very special one.
Yep.
If you see someone wearing that shirt, you know they're passionate.
It's a special club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you high five, like a little fist bump.
And passionate's not that expensive, you know, $160.
That's for a year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So, yeah, if you are a fan of 2SER, which you obviously are because you're listening, jump onto 2SER.com and subscribe. There'll be a little ad, I think, when you go onto the homepage.
There will.
And you can also, I think everyone gets a copy of the 2020 Listening Post magazine.
Yep. You get a sticker.
Who's in it?
Sticker.
You get a subscriber card. You know how it is? Like, there's nothing like a sticker.
Mm.
It is really fun getting
a
sticker.
It's a nice sticker too. Yeah, it gives you a good street cred too.
The street cred is high value. And we don't give out those stickers to anyone.
No, you've got one on your...
I've got one on my water bottle.
Water bottle.
And I get comments on it all the time.
Yes.
Wow, cool. 107.3. What a great radio station. Is that the one that has Across the Park on it? Yes. Yes, it does.
It's weird that they know the show and not you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually on that show. No, you're not. No, listen.
You don't sound anything like Gabby.
You sound a lot like Mick. Mick was just going to say he's in the magazine. For those of you who want to see what he looks like, maybe rip the picture out of you and put it on their wall. And Mick will come around to your house and sign it.
Oh, yeah, the other show that I happen to host on 2SER.
For the canteen, heard Sundays at 5:30, The Canteen.
The Canteen.
Isn't that your show?
No. Oh, what? We call it the Tuck Shop, not the Canteen. We did a poll on this and everything.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm just staring. Cool. Well, that's that. News. Anyone got some news?
Nope.
Nah.
I'm so glad I asked. Well, those of you who listened last week, that includes me and Mick and not Gabby. We asked a few questions through the show and then we decided we would put them as a poll on Instagram.
Oh.
Where people could go on and
That's
vote.
That's what you were talking about. Yes.
What did you think I was
nope,
talking about?
Doesn't
okay,
matter.
Never mind. So we did that and people surprisingly voted.
No.
For things. Yes.
Whoa.
I didn't see this poll.
Really? Really?
No, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I didn't even vote.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad.
Oh, okay. No, but yes, very important
You
questions.
Are both part of this go show. Ahead. So yep. The first question was, Gabby, should Joel get his ears pierced?
Yes.
And so it seems like... What would you have said had you...
Oh, I would have said no.
No? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
81% said yes.
Love that.
19% for no.
Wow.
So...
Okay, well, I guess you got to do it then.
That's an interesting turn of events for me.
Yeah.
Literally can do it right now. Like, we can go and get it done. Easy.
Oh. While we're on air.
Record it.
Well, we could take recording equipment out. And we could do
you
that.
You can get...
But you said you had your ears pierced once before, so can they just do the same hole?
I'm hoping so.
Oh, if you've got a hole, then we can just do it here right now.
I've got a pen.
I've got a...
What about the end of a microphone lead?
Oh, perfect. What was the other question?
On Mondays, Mick should play soccer or go to trivia.
Oh, what are these bloody questions?
Well, I had this big quandary,
on
right?
On Tuesday, should Mick kick pasta or soup?
No, I told you, our Wednesday soccer team is moving to a Monday, but I always play trivia on a Monday, and I want to play soccer, and I want to do trivia, and I'm whining.
There must be another trivia.
I need someone to tell me.
There must be another trivia that you can do during the week at another location.
But they can all do Mondays. Like, if we move to another night, then someone can't make the trivia.
You've got to find a new trivia team. That's the answer. Easy as.
Well, actually, yes, it is the answer because 44% said play soccer and 56% said go to trivia.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess I'm doing trivia. Who needs this physical exercise? Exercise. I have mental exercise and drink beer and eat burgers on Mondays. Done.
Also, the good thing is that those numbers, like 44%, 56%, 81%, 90%, this is more than one person or two people voting.
Oh, you can see how many people have voted.
Nine people. No, but I'm trying to work out.
All your
maths.
Trivia team have definitely voted.
Excellent. Well, thanks for doing a poll. That's how I make all my decisions from now on.
Yeah, sure.
A poll on Instagram. Excellent.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Your fans are going to love you for that.
I've got fans. She said I got fans.
Well, you've got at least
four.
Yes. At least. Well, there's two in this room.
Oh. Right, what are we here for?
Sport!
There we go!
Let's start with...
Cricket!
Sure!
Oh, okay. Gee, look at the enthusiasm! Right. Love it!
Does that mean you've got some cricket news for us, Gabby?
Well, it's a huge biosecurity update.
Oh, hang on, I've got a thing for that.
Dun, dun, dun!
Biosecurity update.
Yes, please explain.
Should I
have
waited?
That's all I know!
Okay. But that's all right.
No, no. Obviously, we've all seen the news about Australian cricket team in India and players coming back.
Fact check.
Yeah, we need a fact check on that. The Australian cricket team aren't in India, but many Australian players are because that's where the IPL is, the Indian Premier League, and that's where the money is.
Ding.
Yep.
It finishes on May the 30th, this comp, IPL. So okay. There's still another month to go. They're in a bubble. Like they reckon it's a secure bubble. They're not going to get it, blah, 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 blah. But you want everybody in the whole country is just like getting it.
Yeah.
A third of a million.
And now we've also just suspended flights to India. With like the, I just think like
it just seems inappropriate anyway to be playing to be playing sport while people are dying. Like doing mass cremations in India.
It's awful.
It's crazy.
And so I know that like obviously, you know, we want to entertain people and give people some liveliness. But like I just think that like, read the room. It's not the right time.
What do we think about the other vaccine-related or COVID-related story is all Olympians are going to get the vaccine before they go to the Olympics.
Well, if they happen.
Well, it's only less than 2 months away.
I know, but it's not looking good because the cases also in Japan are increasing quite rapidly. Mm.
How many athletes are we sending?
Oh, fact checker.
yeah, probably should have done
that. It'd be like 500-600, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Maybe.
But then how are they going to, I mean.
No, it's... It's about 500 athletes representing Australia in Tokyo. Yeah. But when officials are added in, that's over about 1,200 people.
What, is there more officials
in the ground? Yeah, and it's expected that more than 1,400 Australians will be vaccinated in preparation for the games.
Yep.
Well, good luck.
So, yeah.
Like talking about like entertainment and things to look forward to, like the Olympics are a massive, massive deal. I think it's worthwhile doing, but I do understand why people are pissed.
Yeah.
I think the Olympics will just be so weird anyway. Weird.
What are they saying now that they have to? Everyone on the podiums have to wear a mask.
Yeah, I mean you got to wear a mask everywhere unless you're competing, pretty much.
I just feel like it, yeah.
What do they do with the kissing competition? isn't that Olympic
wrestling?
Event?
Wrestling's like juicy. It's like literally juicy. Like juices.
Juicy.
Juices.
Juicy juices.
Yeah, sweaty? I don't know. It's a month ago, and there are still a lot of cases in Japan at the moment, and it's increasing. Should we put a bet on it?
It'll go ahead.
I don't know. I think it might not.
If you say it quietly, it won't happen.
Yeah.
I think it'll still happen. But that's just me.
Our producer's quite happy this week.
Yes. Yeah, we can do that first. Sure. Let's get that, like, ripping off a Band-Aid. No. That's right. Rowan, it would be absolutely stoked. Because the Bulldogs had their first win of the season after 7 rounds.
Mm.
They beat the Sharks, and you could see it was just pure emotion from everyone associated with the Dogs. The coach, Trent Barrett, I think he cried on the side of the field. The jubilation from the sheds. Everyone was just like, it was like winning the grand final for them. They haven't won a game in 219 days.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds huge. It's not like 219 games.
No, I just...
Days.
Yep.
It's just, but
days.
It's still a long time.
Yeah.
And last year's season went late, so it sounds...
That's true.
You know, even...
That's a good point.
Even is.
Yes. So there you go.
Anyway, there you go, Ron. We talked about it. We didn't talk about it for half an hour, but we talked about it for about 2 minutes. another thing to note, sorry, quickly from that game, is they used the 18th man for the first time ever.
That's right.
Where now if a player gets knocked out of the game because of a foul play or a head knock.
So it's if it's three players who go off for HIA.
Sorry, three. Yep.
Or someone is sin bin or sent off.
That's it.
Foul play.
So in this case, Talakai from the other team got shoulder charged someone.
Yep.
Bulldog player went down, had to go off.
Yep.
Talakai got sin binned, and then they could bring on the 18th man.
Who came on with about 4.5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a record. However, I did hear that it's not an actual record because... Now, I got to remember why this happened. I think it was the year 2000 or 2001.
Right.
The season started and there was a massive heat wave and players were allowed to have 18th and 19th players.
In the actual season?
Yeah.
Oh.
For like a few weeks. And I think Brisbane used it or something. Some team has done it before.
Okay.
I should have remembered that stat better.
Fact checker. We need this fact
checker. Like, no, I'm ordering dinner again.
Oh, okay. I think you did that on the first
so
episode.
Boring.
Full circle. Okay,
oh,
sorry.
God.
Such a
critic in the corner there.
What else happened last
off.
Week?
Imagine if you did, I probably wouldn't notice.
Excellent.
Canberra keeps struggling. As we said last week, the Raiders may actually be in a bit of trouble. They lost to the Cowboys, meaning their only three wins have come against the Tigers, Sharks and Titans.
Yeah. Well, bad luck. No one likes Ricky Stewart anyway. Do we? No. No, we don't.
Okay.
Continue. Eels, big win up in Darwin. You know, we played in Canberra 1 week, like freezing, and then we went to Darwin the next week. Hot.
Yeah.
And we won them both.
Remind me who you played.
Broncos,
okay.
Up in, you know, not a hard game, but it was like 32 degrees. Like,
oh, really?
7:30 at night on a Friday. And I was just sweating, like running out onto the field.
Whose home game was it?
Parramatta. Oh. We're sponsored by the NT government tourism agency.
Oh, okay.
And every year we play a game up in Darwin. Cool. I've got to go one day. It'd be fun.
I think I've set foot in Darwin, but never actually visited.
Okay, just put your finger on the tarmac and it went, yeah. And you went out.
The NRL is considering a conference.
Yes, this thing. Have you heard about this, Gab?
How boring. I don't want to go to a conference about football.
Two conferences, nine teams in
each.
What are you
talking about? What's a conference?
So, you know, like NFL. You know the NFL? American Football League?
Yep.
Gridiron? Anyway, they've got like lots of conferences, and then they all play each other. They all sort of play in each side of the comp, and then at the end of the season, they come together and AFC play the NFC, and it's like a Super Bowl. And that's, but they separate the conferences into separate areas. The NRL wants to do a similar thing, and they want to have a Sydney conference, and then a rest of Australia conference.
Oh,
so that means every year there'd be
how many
a Sydney
teams
team
in a conference?
In the final nine, eight or nine?
No, it's nine.
There'll be nine eventually, but they want another team in New Zealand and another team in Queensland.
That's right.
Why just a Sydney conference?
Well, this is the thing, and this is why people are getting upset. So their idea is that if they have just a Sydney conference, all the Sydney.
I can't stop imagining NRL players in business suits going to like with briefcases going to like a football pitch and just like ready for the conference. sorry.
They've all got presentations ready.
Yeah. PowerPoints. It's so shit with the like star wipe.
And bad little cartoons to break the ice. Yeah.
So the idea is that Sydney has their own one. So I guess Sydney is sort of like the hub of NRL. Like it's
And all the Sydney derbies, everyone, all Sydney teams playing each other. That's where the most of the big
rivalries are. Who's in a Sydney? Oh, we've got a lot of Sydney teams.
Yeah, it'd be Roosters, Rabbits, Eels, Bulldogs, Tigers, Panthers, Dragons, Sharks, and Seagulls.
That's nine.
Nine. I got them all.
Yeah.
And then in the other one, it would be Broncos, Titans, Cowboys, Storm, Warriors, Knights, Raiders, second Brisbane team, and second New Zealand team, which is also nine. But the thing is, so fine for Sydney, because they can just never have to travel and do anything, although they do.
Is that the point? Is the travel?
Well, it's not, because this is the problem with the teams outside of Sydney. They always have to travel. One game would be
you'd have
at
New
home.
Zealand,
oh,
you'd
yeah,
have Queensland,
yeah, yeah,
you'd have
yeah,
Victoria,
yeah.
You'd have like it'd be spread out as anything. Yeah. And Canberra and Newcastle were close to Sydney. Would never play a game in Sydney.
But that's the thing. It would work that they, so the conference would be you pay each team in your conference twice. And then the other conference once.
Right.
So you would eventually have to come to Sydney or go out of Sydney.
Okay.
But it's so much more travel for people.
That's 24 games.
It's a lot of games, yeah.
I suppose it's 24 now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's only an idea whether it gets off the ground or not. They've talked about this sort of thing before. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to get legs.
What do you reckon the fans think? Is it comparable to UK fans of football and the Super League over there?
I don't know if it'll have that sort of thing, but no, I don't think it'll happen. I think fans will get pissed off with it.
Yep.
It happened with Super League and
we don't put those two words together anymore. Super and league.
Bad. Bad.
Bad.
It's bad.
Tennis?
Sure. Ash Barty is the only player, man or woman, to have won three tour titles in 2021.
Boom!
Boom! And didn't she win a sick car?
Did she win a car, did she? I saw a picture with her and a car behind her. I just thought someone had just illegally parked. But you might be right. She probably did win it.
She won a Porsche.
Or she picked up a handy half a mil by winning the Stuttgart Open as well. So,
yeah,
you know.
And she won a Porsche.
Yeah.
Bloody ugly car.
Is it?
Fluoro green.
Oh,
so bad. Like,
just give it back, Gabby. Just say, don't want it.
It looks like a frog. It looks like a frog. Oh. Is it even a hybrid? I don't want that.
Yeah, that's the photo I was talking about.
I like it.
Mm. I guess I always think I about those coloured cars is that you would never lose it in a car park.
Sure.
True.
You can see all those white cars out there, you can never find your own
silver,
car.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Grey.
Wimbledon's going ahead with 25% capacity.
Yes. That's a very small amount of people.
Yes.
Or is that for players? 25% of players.
Yes. Do we want to talk about the dog?
Yeah, please. Why not?
I love it. It was such a great video.
Oh, I haven't. I don't know. So.
Oh, well, there's a video. We can put it up on our, I don't know where. A dog has been a viral sensation after running the 100 meters just 1 second slower than Usain Bolt's world record.
Ooh.
There was this like high school athletics event in Utah, and these races are doing the hurdles. Like, all, I think they had just finished like the last bit of the like the last 100 meters of the race.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog just starts running down the track like after the guy is winning, and he's catching up. He's catching up, and it's just like sprinting so quick.
It's did the so
last,
cute.
Did that last 100 meters in like super quick time, almost beat you.
And the girl that's running, and the dog catches up to the girl, then kind of like cuts across, and she nearly eats it.
And you hear the crowd. The crowd's like, yeah, and then like, ooh, when she nearly falls over.
Pretty close. It's just also really cute because like when he gets to the other end, he also just sort of slows down and stops. It's like he knew it was a race.
Yeah.
And kept his lane and everything.
Goes to like the reporters to get.
Great. Could be a girl, actually. I don't know.
Good dog.
That's a dog.
Good dog.
Yeah.
Awesome. How good is that
beautiful.
Dog views?
Can't, like that'll, if you're in a bad mood, find that video. It'll make you smile.
Can we put it on anywhere?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
If not, I'll just put a photo of my dog.
You know, we should do like a link tree where we can put links to things inside out.
Yeah,
Instagram
we can talk about
profile.
That off air.
How do we do that?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Well, you can listen, you can watch my TED talk. No, I don't know. See you later.
Okay. We've got enough time for a little bit more sports.
Oh, really?
Wow. I feel like this show's been going on forever.
I know.
So
does people often say that. Yeah.
Oh, we should mention Super Rugby finals about to start too. We got the
I thought that we don't like Super.
Reds Rugby. And Brumbies and the other team.
So that's not the Tars,
Force,
is it?
Union.
Western Force.
Okay.
Into the finals. Waratahs, New South Wales Waratahs, did not win a game.
Not a single game.
No.
How good is that?
It's pretty funny because as a Brumbies fan, we hate the Waratahs. So. Suck it.
Brumby.
Well, I'm a Brumby. Well, sure. I mean, I lived in Canberra.
Sure.
And Brumbies, like the Cannons, are great.
Canberra Cannons!
Throw the Cannons.
Yes!
All right, Gab, you want to do a game?
Sure. Woo. Oh, shit.
Normally someone speaks over that bit.
Gabby, well, this game has obviously been described already, so...
Gabby does her own critic. She's her own critic.
I'm trying to find the question that I had for you guys last week. It was something along the lines of two AFL players were fined $20,000 each for doing what in the middle of an AFL match?
That's right. And we didn't know because you didn't give us the answer. No. And the answer is?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Well, get a gap, I guess.
We did last week. You didn't listen, did you?
No.
Kicking a ball.
What? No. They looked at their mobile phones.
During the game?
Yeah. So, players, and I didn't know this.
Was it in their pocket?
No. Mid-match. No, so mid-match, they were off the field and they looked at their mobile phones, and you're not allowed to look at your phones during an AFL match. So, players must have...
Yeah, you can't because of gambling
match fixing,
and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
But he had been injured, and I think he was like... I think it was the alleged guy was saying that he was injured and that he was messaging... coaches and family or something. But it doesn't matter. You still get fined.
Just wait half an hour to the end of the game.
Yeah, but I guess like if you're off and you've been injured, you'd like want to have a chat and you'd think it's over. So then you're like, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it doesn't look good because if you're injured and then someone's bet that, I don't know. As I say, everything is rigged. So just finding someone doesn't mean it's not going to continue to be rigged.
Yep.
Next question.
Yes.
Which of these stadiums has been penciled in as the home of the 2032 Olympics in the city's bid, if the city is bid to be successful?
Brisbane.
The MCG. The Metricon Stadium. Optus Stadium. The Gabba.
Gabba.
You're right!
And they're renovating it. They're making it big and fancy and new.
$1 billion?
Because they're the only...
They're putting $1 billion into it.
They're the only bidders at the moment. The 2032 Olympics. Like Brisbane, the IOC's gone, I guess we'll give it to Brisbane. No one else wants it.
$1 billion. I'm so sorry, but $1 billion on a stadium for the Olympics is like, ugh, come on. We could do much better things.
Yeah.
We could make have a fun park. 10 of them.
And put it in Sydney, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Bring back Wonderland.
Wonderland. Queensland's got a lot of money.
Mm. Mm.
All right, well, the show's been over for about 2.5 minutes, so...
Great.
God, I'm glad we're doing it live. Wait, we are live.
Oh, no, we are live, yes. Thank you for listening, everyone, and...
Stay sporty.
Bye.
Bye.